Serial killers do on a small scale what governments do on a large one. They are a product of the times, and these are bloodthirsty times. Even psychopaths have emotions if you dig deep enough. But then again, maybe they don't. I'll tell you what, I gave up on love and happiness a long time ago. Killing is killing, whether done for duty, profit, or fun. Men murdered themselves into this democracy. There are different sects of Satanism. The Satanist admits to being evil. We are all evil in some form or another. Are we not? Yes, I am evil. Not 100%, but I am evil. Evil has always existed. The perfect world most people seek shall never come to pass. Yes, I am evil. Not 100%, but I am evil. Evil has always existed. The perfect world most people seek shall never come to pass. And it's gonna get worse.
Welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast. I got a new guest on, Greg Simpson.
What's up?
Homie from work. He's a young buck, 19 young years young.
Yeah.
What you just heard was a serial killer, an infamous one, named Richard Ramirez, a.k.a. the Night Stalker. He had a bunch of different names. We're talking about serial killers tonight, but we're not going to talk about him because he'll be one of our first cases where we explore the full detail because he's very interesting in the way he thought. Like even in that video, he says how serial killers do what governments do, but on a small scale.
Yeah.
Like that's trippy and weird.
Yeah.
It makes kind of sense, right? So who we're going to get into first? Actually, we're getting to stone tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We're smoking them always.
It's legalized now.
Yeah, it's legalized. Exactly. Always. We got Blunt Man and Chronic Bong from Jansant Bob. We're not drinking beer tonight, but we are drinking some sort of brew. We're drinking good old Tim Hortons.
Oh, yeah. Some coffee.
Coffee, which is technically a brew of some kind.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching Shark's Tank. Fucking stupid, but I was watching it. And
great show.
Yeah. It's
not Canadian, though.
No, maybe it was the Dragon's Den one. This one was on. But it was one of them where they were making coffee, cold coffee, but they did it and look like a beer can and shit. And, like, it looked pretty... I don't drink hot coffee. I like cold coffee, bitches. All right.
It's not true coffee, though.
I know. My girlfriend's like, I love warm coffee. I was like, I know.
It's best.
All right. We're getting into Ted Bundy. This guy is a very well-known serial killer. So I'm going to, read off what the details are and through the case in short form. Because all these serial killers, this is just getting into, the main people. I left some of them out, Jack the Ripper and the Zodiac Killer, because we're going to have a separate episode about killers that have gotten away. So we're getting, Ted Bundy was an American serial killer. He was a kidnapped, a rapist, and a necrophiliac. He operated in various states in USA and confessed to killing over 30 women. He used to revisit his crime scenes and fuck the corpses.
Wow.
Isn't that fucked?
That's fucked.
He was on
cleaning it.
He was almost like different versions of serial killers. There's a product killer, I can't remember all of them. Product killers like Jeffrey Dahmer, where he liked having the bodies, which we'll get into him.
He liked to have something from it.
Yeah. You'll see what I mean. He would go around and he would stalk girls and people would, he was a good looking guy. You know what he liked to drive?
What?
A fucking Volkswagen buggy. Like an old punch buggy.
Oh,
I know. And he used to steal them and he just had a thing for fucking the Volkswagen. And one girl that was actually on Dr. Phil that survived, when the girls would get in the car, even the one girl noticed there wasn't a door handle on the passenger side. So they couldn't escape.
That would be the first sign right there.
Yeah, well, even someone else we're going to get into later. But Bundy decapitated at least 12 of his victims and kept their heads as trophies in his apartment. It's not creepy as fuck.
Just walking in and seeing that on a wall. Oh, I know. Step some deer head. Just yeah. Walking in.
Some girl's bitch's head on there. Age 42, Bundy died in the electric chair in 1989. His own defense attorney said Ted was the very definition of heartless evil. He was like, there's even in Florida, he went in berserker mode at one point.
Like, beast mode?
Well, like, yeah, in a sense, that's what it is. Like, some serial killers, if they never get caught, they'll, whoops, fucking mic check. Fucking, that's why you get a little closer. Just the alternate, the fucking, and, edit that out. Is that easy to edit the shit at the beginning and just get started? 1, 2, 3. So, like, he would pretty much, like, hunt down all these girls and stuff, but he went berserker mode, which serial killers would do often, once they not getting caught, they just...
Yeah, they just get that, like...
That urge and shit. Yeah. And he went to, a campus or a sorority house, and he just fucking started, like, killing...
Ballistic?
Fucking... Just... Well, it's that he didn't kill all of them. I think he, like, knocked some out, but he just, like, went on a rampage, and I think he, like, it was, like... a couple of minutes, and he fucking killed a couple girls and knocked some of them out and shit. No, I think he killed all of them, and one girl was hiding underneath the bed.
So he went, like, juiced on, like, Call of Duty when you get juiced.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, he literally just had this, the rampage mode in, like, fucking games, and just fucking went berserk and went through the sorority house in, like, fucking minutes and, like, killed, and one girl hid under the bed, and she did literally stayed there and waited till for, like, because she didn't know if he was still there, and I actually think she got away, and now there's, and some of the sorority houses, like, the Ted Bundy walk where he would have came from and shit.
That's creepy.
Yeah. So we're gonna listen to a little bit of Ted Bundy talking right now. Because he was interesting. He kind of blamed it on fucking porno and like saying like that this was the reason for his thoughts and shit, but
because of porn.
Yeah. Wow. He's kind of ridiculous. Oh, this is not. So this is Ted Bundy talking on February 17th, I think 1975. After 10 years in prison, Ted Bundy just had one message to share. This is his dirty little secret.
Ooh. Goes in with the whole porn thing.
I grew up in a wonderful home with two dedicated and loving parents, one of five brothers and sisters. A home where we as children were the focus of my parents' lives, where we regularly attended church, two Christian parents who did not drink.
Yeah, he was one that wasn't like other serial killers. He didn't really...
Physical abuse, fighting in the home.
He didn't really grow up in a bad home. Person.
He was, like I said, his own...
I wasn't some guy hanging out in bars or a bum. I wasn't a pervert in the sense that, you know, people look at somebody and say, I know there's something wrong with them. You just tell. I was essentially a normal person. I had good friends.
But you fucking, okay, we get it. But yeah. you raped a bunch of fucking women and shit. They try to, like, generalize it, and he's, like, blaming it on porn and his things. But the thing is, there's a trifecta of three that happens in most common in serial killers. It's they wet the bed, they torture animals, and they've been hit in the head.
Okay.
He was one that actually had none of these signs. Like, Richard Ramirez had all of them. Wet the bed, got hit in the head by a swing, which somebody else did too when they were a kid. And it kind of like how football players kind of go crazy.
Yeah, with the concussions. And
yeah, exactly. So, like, Ted Bundy was very fucked. And he died in the electric chair. There's, like, a famous photo of his, like, face, like, after he's dead and shit. And, like, people definitely went to watch that if they could.
Oh, yeah.
So the next one, this is Andre Chikatilo, is probably one of the most evil serial killers to ever come out of this fucking world. He was Russian. Andre the Butcher of Rostov said, when I used a knife, it brought psychological relief. I know it has to be destroyed. I have to be destroyed. He was a mistake by nature. So he was, like, literally sick and sadistic, and he was responsible for sexually assaulting, killing, and mutilating 53 women and children between 1978 and 1999 in Russia. He has some of the most kills on any serial killer.
Oh, my.
53 fucking women and children. We'll get into him eventually, because he has a fucking very dark past. So... after being captured in 1992, he was ordered to be killed by firing squad in 1994. Because firing squad did the job. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Fire Show, they may even have it still in Texas. But the thing is, they use things like poison and all this stuff, and injections and electric chair.
It all expires.
Or some of it doesn't work. Yeah. Like one guy, they injected him on the fucking, when he was dying and stuff, like when he was sent to death row, and he was like, I feel weird. And he didn't fucking know what was going on. And then, like, he suffered almost.
Yeah, like, actually, you say that. Like, I was watching this documentary, and they were doing, this guy was sentenced to death and he was waiting to get killed.
Yeah, essentially.
But then the court case came back and it got held off because the drug they were going to use was faulty because it expired.
What the fuck? Yeah. I feel like I've heard that before.
Yeah, too. But it was in Texas or somewhere. So like,
I feel like the state wanted him dead.
So like they just cleared it and let him go on with it. But the person before them on this drug, they said it took him 2 hours to die.
Like, yeah, that's what I was kind of saying. How some of the firing squads actually like can war, that does always the job. But other things they were like almost like torture because they were took him so long to die and shit. Like
they said they could hear him like gulping for air.
That's
for like 2 hours.
That's fucked. Like you would, that would be a shitty fucking way to die. Did you have the lighter?
Oh yeah. Pretty sure.
Yeah. Hit up the bong. Someone we're talking about next is a fucking piece of shit. Dennis Rader, a.k.a. the BTK murderer, or the BTK killer, which he got most known for.
I don't think I've heard of him.
Never heard of BTK?
No.
Can you guess what BTK stands for?
Bloodthirsty killer.
That's actually a good one, but it was bind, torture, kill. Between 1974 and 1991, Dennis Rader murdered 10 people in Wichita, Kansas. He even sent letters to police taunting them under his alias name, BTK, which stood for Bind, Torture, and Kill. His techniques was to stalk the victims before breaking into their homes. He would bind their limbs and finally strangle them. The funny thing is he got away with this for so long. He disappeared in 1988, but he emerged in around 2005 when he sent a floppy disk to the press, which actually helped them trace him back to Dennis Rader. So this fucking idiot
much took himself down.
Well, this idiot sends a fucking floppy disk.
A floppy disk.
Yeah, old school shit, but he didn't erase everything on the floppy disk and his like it's
it had files and shit on it?
Yeah, that went back to him and shit. Like a fucking idiot. This guy was a creep, but he was smug about it and he like lived a normal life. Like nobody thought of him as that way because a lot of serial killers other than like certain ones, like we'll get into, like David Berkowitz was a loner. That like most serial killers blended in.
Yeah, like they just look.
Well, they kind of played the part. You know what I mean? They purposely did this shit, so you would want to blend in with culture and stuff and people, so they didn't fucking know you were a fucking psycho.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They just thought you were normal.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He's like, Dennis Rader confessed to his crimes and is serving 10 consecutive life sentences with early release date possibly on February 26, 2180. He will be long fucking dead.
Oh,
I don't even know
No,
he's still in prison, I'm pretty sure. He's like a piece of shit. He's very smug. We're going to hear him talk about how openly, like, killing the people and how he just didn't care.
First of all, Mr. Otero was strangled, or a bag put over his head and strangled. Then I thought he was going down, and I went over and strangled Mrs. Otero. I thought she was down. Then I strangled Josephine. I thought she was down. And then I went over to Junior and put the bag on his head. After that, Mrs. Otero woke back up, and, you know, she was pretty upset at what's going on.
So pretty upset about what's going on. Jesus, fuck, idiot.
Plays out like nothing.
At that time.
With your hands or what?
No, with a cord.
With a cord.
With a rope. And
she was pretty upset about me.
Sounds like he had a really shitty day at work.
He did. Yeah. Mr. Otero put the bag over his head, went over, and then took Junior. Before that, she asked me to save her son. So I actually had taken the bag off, and then I was really upset at that point in time. So basically, when Mr. Otero was down, Mrs. Otero was down, I went ahead and took Junior, I put another bag over his head and took him to the other bedroom.
So you could fuck him and torture him.
Put a bag over his head, put a cloth over his head, a t-shirt, and a bag so he couldn't tear a hole in it. And he subsequently died from that.
Yeah. essentially died from that after I fucking raped him and shit. He's a very fucked character. You know, I got into serial killers, like, in a sense, growing up and shit, and, like, listening to actually, like, hip-hop, like, Necro, if you don't know who that is, you should go look him up. He's the most brutal rapper on Earth, but even other rappers, even, like, Suicide, 1-800 Suicide, that's what I was thinking, Gravediggers, it was one of the dudes from Wu-Tang, RZA was in it, and they even, like, talked about certain serial killers and shit, and kind of got me into it, and then I'd research them, and it would just got me interested in, like, you know, what makes their mind tick.
Yeah.
You know what,
like,
I mean?
Like, what drove them to, like...
Exactly, do that.
Like, you know, just to fucking put a bag over some little kid's head.
Like, well, and that they all have, it's like, they all have, it's like a... they have, like, a tendency, like,
a trigger?
Or, like, they're getting possessed and shit. Yeah, that's how, like, I feel, like, the reptilians are coming in and fucking possessing them, right? Because, like, it's just extremely fucking weird, like, how it was run rampant in the 70s and 80s, and that was a lot of times
where abductions
were happening and shit, and, like, it's just, what a weird time to live, honestly, and all this shit was going on. So many serial killers just everywhere, to mention one that's actually Canadian, since we are the best Canadian fucking podcast out there.
Fucking right.
Fucking, there was, Bruce MacArthur, I'm pretty sure his name was, he's in Toronto, they just, arrested him, he had a landscape company, and he was burying bodies underneath planters.
Wasn't he the one sending, who's that the one, who was sending body parts, though, the government?
That, oh, fuck. I can't remember. That's, oh, fuck. We gotta look up that. That's definitely gonna be a story and episode. Fuck, I forgot who that was.
Yeah, that was fucked.
Fuck. Okay, now we're getting into, I think, one of our only female serial killers on this. One of the first real female serial killers. Eileen Warners. She is a crazy bitch.
She is one fucked bitch.
She used to look not that bad, and then, I don't know, a crack got to her. Her story, was allowed. Charlize Theron to win an Academy Award. Moving the feet, nigga. Shouldn't say that word on here. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just playing. She won an Academy Award. She played Eileen in the 2003 movie Monster. While working as a prostitute, Eileen killed 7 men in Florida for their money and confessed to shooting them, claiming all of them had either raped or attempted to rape her. She died in 1992 by lethal injections. She is an interesting character. She got raped, essentially. She was a prostitute.
Yeah.
Slanging her puss around the block, you know. Getting, you know. And then she got raped once by one dude. And you know how she got raped? Huh. She got raped by a crowbar. It's in the movie.
Wow, that's, so technically she didn't get raped by a guy.
Well, the guy did probably rape her, but he didn't rape her with the crowbar also.
And I think probably before it was consensual, because she's fucking...
That's... She's interesting. She, like... She just, like, she went on all basis of, like, this one guy raping her, and then she kind of got into just the killing aspect and taking their money. She would take Johns out. That's what they're called, like, prostitute. Like, they called it Johns. Like, if they found a guy that was with a prostitute, he was, like, the John, and she was the fucking hooker whore.
Right.
Yeah, so fucking, she would take out Johns, and then fucking... She would shoot them and pretty much take all their shit and then, like, fucking take their car for a bit. And she just kept doing this. And she actually had a girlfriend. And in the movie, it's good. I wish I had this quote for this. But she pretty much says, like, that you can't go around. Like, she's like, what do you think God wants and shit? She's like, I've lived this life. They say, thou shalt not kill and all that shit. I've seen the world. Like, and it's like, kind of fucked. She's like, this is not the way the world works. Because I'm out there every day living it. Like, exactly. It's fucked. And it, like, she had a very interesting, like...
She's got a weird look on her face. And, like, when they're, like... When she's in a courtroom and stuff, like, that look in her eyes...
It's like, just psychotic.
It's just, she just does not look right.
No, and it's weird. You can see in her eyes there's something that's, like, not there. So we're going to have her talk for a little bit. She gets into some weird conspiracy aspect, actually, based on it. So this was one day, actually, before her execution.
You know, I'm just wondering how you're going to be... And this is interesting. You know, at 9:30 tomorrow morning, are you prepared?
I'm prepared. I'm all right. I'm all right with it.
She looks nice.
I know.
I'm all right with it, but like I said, possessed. Remember and tell, let them know
that
I know that the cops knew who I was after Richard Mallory died. I left prints everywhere and they covered it up and let me kill the rest of those guys to turn me into a serial killer. I know they did because I was no professional serial killer or anything.
It is interesting. Murderer,
whatever you want to call it, you know.
I know.
Wasn't like, special.
And she, how could she know, get away with
it? Did some sloppy work, you know, and I left
her. How have you prepared yourself for tomorrow morning?
Her eyes, when she gets her eyes
on I'm all right with it. Yeah, I'm ready to go. I was tortured at BCI.
It's just pupil.
How she talks is like she's
being truthful. They had the intercom on in the room, and they kept lying that it wasn't on, and they were using sonic pressure on my head since 1997.
And the how she says it.
And every time I was trying to write something, I think they had some kind of eye in the cell, I'm not sure, but every time I started writing something, it went up higher. So I'm thinking that probably had the TV rigged.
Honestly, I believe in crazy shit.
Something was rigged. They got a huge satellite on the compound. After they put the huge satellite on the compound, it could have been either rigged to the TV set or the mirror or something. Because
brainwashing her like MKUltra shit.
Doesn't that look like a computer? The back of it, and they stuck it to the wall.
And do you think, what, did that affect your mind, do you think?
Huh?
Did that affect your mind, the sonic?
It was crushing my head, and they were using sonic pressure.
Yeah, how she says it.
Continually.
She's very cocky.
Then when I had three meetings with Miss Villacorta on it, every meeting I had, she increased the pressure of the volume of the comm, increased the harassment on the floor, increased the trays being inedible.
Look at this, the guards in the background.
He's like, what the fuck?
He's just bitch babbling.
Like, they're trying to make it look like I was crazy at all times. Rig up the room with torture. If I said anything about I think their whole plan was to try to make it look like I was totally crazy. And so nobody would believe anything I had to say about anything. And then drive me there if they could. I suffered so bad. I was really struggling to survive. Had a lot of trays that were attempted murder and everything. I had to wash all my food off. And then one day I didn't wash my food off and I was sick for 3 weeks, almost died.
She's very interesting. Like the way she talks, and she's like, it's like, I don't know if she's trying to play it off like, you know, this is my day. Like,
it's like weird words.
Yeah, and she's trying to like, in my head, like in my conspiracy brain, it's almost like maybe she is like, there's something to this, and that like she believes it, maybe it's not true, and she's just trying to make up a story for the before she goes and dies. Yeah. You know what I mean? Something like bigger than, so she has a bigger story of not her just being this psychopath and shit.
Exactly.
Where she widens her eyes, like, yeah, I'm ready to die, kind of shit. Fucked. So the next person is the most famous fucking serial killer that most people would know of, is Jeffrey Dahmer. The old Milwaukee cannibal. Everyone knows his name.
Yeah, like my dad plays baseball with a guy named Jeff Dahmer. He's like 6'4". He's 6'4". He's like 6'4", like 250.
I didn't know that anyone had that name anymore.
He's scary. He's a scary man.
So Jeffrey Dahmer was responsible for dismembering 17 men and boys between 1978 and 1991. Dahmer also indulged necrophilia and cooking body parts of his victims and then eating him. He eventually got caught after there's a picture going around of a drawing of his face, and it went around and managed to like overpower it in a sense, because like all this picture started going around. It's like, that looks like that fucking dude next door. Dahmer was sentenced to 15 terms of life imprisonment in 1992, but he was beaten to death by a fellow prisoner at a Columbia Correctional Institution 2 years later. The funny thing is, when I learned about Jeff Dahmer when I was a kid, and when I heard about him, is when he died, he got fucked in the ass with a broom.
Wow.
But the actual thing is, they beat him, and he just, like, supposedly, he just, like, what the guard people said, and even the guards, I think, that he just, like, kind of let it happen. But the guy Dahmer was with, these two guys got beaten up by, like, other dudes. Dahmer got beaten up, this other guy. The other guy got a broomstick shoved up his ass. But so everyone Dahmer associated with Dahmer and shit, because you think that's what they would have done to someone that's a sick fuck. Yeah. But the thing is, about Dahmer's interesting, because he needed to get wasted to do this shit, to kill anybody.
So, like, he couldn't do it on, like, a normal
mindset. He couldn't. Yeah. He felt bad. Like, I've said this on the cannibal episode. I mean, he just wanted, like, he just wanted bodies. Like, he just wanted, like, he would cuddle with the bodies in bed. like after he killed them and shit. Like
he wanted something to take home.
Yeah, and he just liked smooth skin and he just liked the body parts. That's fucked. And yeah, and the thing is, there was just something sick and wrong in his head.
Well, I mean, like, people still got teddy bears, but I mean, like, he's got his fucking way. He's got his fucking.
And his dad things. Almost like doesn't know like what to do. And there's a very good movie called My Friend Dahmer, which got released like last year. You should watch it, or I'll get fucking watch it with you. Oh, hell yeah. And it shows him kind of growing up and how he escalated to this. And it shows like him watching the jogger, which he always had fantasies, which you'll see when we play a recording of him, of a jogger and shit. And it even shows him a kid and he would torture animals. And his dad's like, what did I do to like what do I need to change this?
Like, I don't know what I would do if I saw that as a dad. Like,
I know. And that's the one of the trifectas. He wet the bed, he hit his head when he was young, and he fucking tortured and killed animals.
That is one big sign.
He had a little shed out in the back. You hear that all the
time about people getting like on like Netflix and stuff when there's like
documentaries. Yeah. It's always torture.
It's always torturing animals. Cats or like squirrels.
He would torture cats and squirrels and shit. And his dad built a kind of shed out there for him to work on his stuff, and he would make like almost homemade what's that when you stuff an animal? Taxidermy.
Yeah, taxidermy.
And he literally
did he do that with his victims?
He cut the bodies. He had heads in his freezer. Okay. He had I'm thinking he had a box full of penises.
Alright.
Yeah.
Because he had his wood for the winter.
Yeah, he would like cook and eat certain body parts, and when they found him, if you want to look up the crime scene photos on fucking Google, go ahead. It shows the head. He liked black dudes and like Puerto Ricans and stuff because they're like dudes with like hairless chests. That's what he liked, so young boys. Like, he just liked the body, and he would like cuddle it dead in bed. And he would work at the chocolate factory, right?
Okay.
And he would ask to always have, I think it was Fridays or Saturday nights off or something, so we could have time with his dead bodies and go out. And he would just go to the fucking factory the next day and leave the body in the bathtub with ice. And then, like, he would come home and be melted because he was trying to preserve the bodies the best way he could so we could have them as his playthings. That's like a product killer. Yeah. Right. It's like, I can talk off the top of the head about Dahmer for a long time because he did, like, he had a victim that was, he would drug up his victims usually, like, he would even drill a hole in their head. He wanted, just a sex zombie in a sense.
Yeah, he pretty much wanted to control them.
Yeah. Yeah. He put, like, fucking Bacardi in the one dude's head to see if that would help. Yeah, and, like, literally drilled a hole into his brain and then would pour Bacardi in it, or, like, he would sometimes use different poisons. I think even, like, I can't remember what he used. Exactly. He wanted them to be like half alive.
So like pretty much. Yeah.
One victim escaped. Yeah. Okay. And yeah, and he was outside, and he was, I think he was butt naked or half naked. I think he was naked. And the cop, he was walking over the cops, but he was taking so much drugs. I think he actually got, I think he was just on drugs, because I think the cops would have noticed if his head was drilled.
Yeah.
But Dahmer just comes up, and he's like, oh no, this is my lover. He's just fucking drunk and shit, and takes him back. And the cops like, let it go.
What the fuck?
Because at the time in the 80s, you'll see this in a lot of like serial killer cases and stuff, especially like hitchhikers and shit. And, like,
the cops really didn't care.
They didn't care, and they didn't want to, like, that homo shit, take it over there.
Oh, fuck yeah. Like, that's your own shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
So let's listen to him talk. The thing is, he's like someone you could feel bad for because you don't really understand why he is the way he is. It's fucking weird. So let's get into this.
Wait. He instantly became the center of worldwide media attention. A serial killer unmasked. Dahmer.
Yeah.
There were protests and press
conferences. Okay, get them fucking talking.
We met with legend and articulate. Yeah. That is what makes him so frightening.
Yeah,
but if you listen carefully to his words throughout this interview, you realize it is a thin disguise.
You do sound, though, like the kind of person who could have said to himself, this is wrong.
He knew it was wrong. I just didn't get it.
I always knew that it was wrong, but after the first killing was not planned. I was coming back from the shopping mall back in 78. I had had fantasies about picking up a hitchhiker.
See, or like a jogger.
Taking him back to the house and having complete control and dominance.
He used to drink a shitload in high school. Like, he'd have, like, Mickey's in his pocket and stuff. Hicks. He'd be, like, drinking all day in high school and shit.
So Jeffrey Dahmer took him to his parents' house.
Yeah.
There, he strangled him with a barbell. He dismembered the body and hid it in a drain pipe.
Dahmer was actually pretty strong. He used to drink all the time. He used to work out and shit. He had a good physique.
No one had a clue as to what was happening for over a decade.
During that time, Jeffrey Dahmer joined the army and was sent to Germany. He was eventually discharged for a drinking problem.
Oh yeah, see, yeah. To Ohio. He was like always
Nine
wasted.
Years after Stephen Hicks' murder.
That's why I want to get into his case specifically because it's so interesting.
Between that, you were able to stop. That you were able to control yourself.
There just wasn't an opportunity to fully express what I wanted to do. There was just not the physical opportunity to do it then. And I started, when I moved to Milwaukee in 81, I started reading pornography, going to the bookstores.
Reading pornography.
Does it all casually.
Eventually that led to frequenting the gay bars.
And that's kind of how it started.
One time I brought this young man back to the hotel room, the Ambassador Hotel. Was just planning on drugging him and spending the night with him. I had no intention of hurting him. When I woke up in the morning, he had a broken rib here.
So I'll tell you about this. So at this fucking night, that's what fucking happened. At this night, like, he took this person. He didn't really want anything to happen, but he gotten, like, literally was, he was wasted. And he, like, and he woke up and didn't realize what he even did. And that his, like, true nature was kind of coming out. That, like, there was something underlying that, like, he didn't get. That there was, like, that almost, like, with even the reptilian shit or possession or something. There wasn't a wire connected in his brain.
Like,
and that
he just didn't click.
He just liked fucking what he liked. And he was interested in what he was interested in. Let's get to some fucking sick motherfucker next. This is John Wayne Gacy. People call him the Burial King, but he was known as, like, the Clown Killer and shit. He's got creepy makeup. He's the Gacy operated between 1972 and 1978 in Chicago, Illinois. He sexually assaulted and murdered 33 teenage boys and young men. Gacy would lure his victims to his home with a promise of work or money before murdering them by strangulation using a tourniquet, which they would use for, like, doing wounds and war and shit.
Yeah.
He buried 26 of his victims in his crawl space underneath his house. Later disposed the bodies in Des Plaines River. Convicted of 33 murders, John Wayne Gacy was sentenced to death and spent 14 years on death row before he was executed by lethal injection on May 10th, 1994. Gacy is a very interesting character. He would he was, like, known around, like, the everyone knew who he was. He played a clown called Pogo the Clown, I think. And the thing
I hate clowns, first of all. Like,
the thing is, what about Gacy is interesting about his clown makeup is most clowns have rounded off edges around their mouth and eyes, and it's because it's supposed to be, like, round, soft, and all of his makeup was pointed and shit.
Evil.
And it, like, he just looked evil, and he just got the first boy. He would get prostitutes, and is like, he was actually married, and his wife was, like, kind of divorcing him and shit over financial problems, even though he had the fucking garage pimped out with, like, porno mirrors and red lights and all this shit, and she was never allowed in there. And then one day she found it, like, a whole good thing with nobody in it. But literally the first time he killed somebody, I think the boy was walking over with a knife or something, and he just, like, bashed his brains out. And then he noticed that he strangled the kid, but he noticed that the kid was making him breakfast. This prostitute kid that he picked up after he fucked him and shit, the kid was making him breakfast in the morning, and he didn't realize
that this kid was being a fucking sweetheart.
Yeah, best prostitute out there.
Like, he just paid big bucks for that. Making him breakfast in the morning.
That's so funny. And, like, he would, like, people, like, never really guessed it, but he was all, like, he just, like, a power trip, and he just, like, just enjoyed that shit.
Yeah, just took over him.
And the thing is, he wasn't a product killer. He was a process killer. Yeah, that's what it is. Where he enjoyed the process of doing it, but after they were buried,
after the fact, he's
done with them.
Yeah.
He didn't go back to the bodies like Ted Bundy would, like, and, like, jerk off on their corpse.
Yeah. That's fucked.
Yeah, but that's what he fucking did. Like, wait till who we get into in the next fucking ones. Fuck. And he kind of, like, he was just a big, fat fucking guy. Big, fat, mustache-wearing fuck. Like, he just was a disgusting man.
He just didn't get... He just knew he wouldn't get anything.
There's a good movie based on... I think it's a true story of a kid that wrote into him for, like, a college thesis and shit. Oh. And then he went into the jail and talked to Gacy. And the guy that plays him is really well done. I can't remember what the fuck it's called. And then kind of he fucking... the kid gets closer to him. He, like... Gacy and Chenup tries to, like, strangle the kid in the jail after they get close, and he's, like, manipulating the kid. It's very fucking creepy. So Gacy is a big one. We're going to do eventually a case about him, because this whole thing is fucked. Like, he literally ran out of space underneath his house.
Yeah, I actually saw... There was actually another thing on Netflix. Like, I saw there was actually a video of them taking the bodies out of the basement.
Yeah.
And they were so, like, jam-packed. And I know. It was literally, like...
It's fucked, because he's...
An inch between the bodies.
And he would keep them, he would kill them, and then keep them in the closet for a bit, or, like, fucking in another room, and then finally put them down there. But he never went back to the bodies or anything.
Yeah, but, like, what would you do after the fact? Like,
you know what
just
he said?
Going back to it and just like...
I know. Just like, well, I killed you. It's only... It's like reminiscing of like their crimes, of what they did.
It just feels good that he hasn't got caught.
Well, and killers will go back to even like where they buried fucking hookers they killed and shit. And then like, you know, it's just like a reminiscing. Oh, we're watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I forgot to mention that because it's a good...
A classic.
It's a classic. And fucking Grandpa fucking Texas is sucking on the girl's finger. Oh, Grandpa is creepy in this movie. He's like fucking half dead. So, fucking, we'll get out of Gacy's hair, because we're gonna do a one about him, because he is real fucked. Richard Chase is fucked also, goddamn. Richard Chase is fucked. Richard Trenton Chase was known as the Vampire of Sacramento. He had a nickname of because he the fact he ate body parts of his victims and drinks their blood.
That's
the story. You never heard of Richard Chase?
No, I haven't.
He's, like, I didn't really hear about him until, like, fucking a couple of years ago. Chase started killing with animals and eating them raw, which is disgusting.
Like you said earlier.
Yeah, but he ate them, which is raw.
That's fucked up.
That's way worse.
That's even worse.
He then confined in a mental hospital. He was given an antipsychotic drug. He later was released, which eventually led him to the unmerciful killings. He killed 6 people in just 1 month. After murdering them, Chase would engage in sex with the victims of his bodies. Dude, necrophiliac, fuck. And it was discovered that he would blend the corpses with soft drinks in order to make a milkshake. What the fuck? I did not know that.
That's disgusting.
He was finally caught in 1979 after he murdered an entire household. Chase was sentenced to death by gas chamber, but he killed himself before the date of execution. This is back in like the 80s. So that's interesting.
When did that stop being used?
I don't know. I think they could still use it in some states. Who fucking knows in the states? Back sorry, guys. But it's like it's actually pretty interesting because like I want to get into Richard Chase especially because like I know other podcasts have done it, but I want to get into Earth Spin because I don't know too like much about him. He did some sick shit. I know that and like that. I just remember the whole like the whole body parts and shit. It's definitely disgusting. So here's someone I kind of told you about, Henry Lee Lucas. Henry Lee Lucas. This guy's a fucking idiot. Literally, he's like a retard. I can't use that word anymore. Yeah, Lucas was known to be an American. Yeah, I know. America's most prolific serial killer. He killed at least 350 people in a span of 20 years. Although his confessions revealed he actually murdered more than 600 victims, he spent 10 years in jail after he murdered his own mother. Due to overcrowding in the jail, he was eventually released, and when he got out, he became a drifter and made friends with Otis Toole, which Otis is we're going to have to get into a case about Henry Lee Lucas. Toole later became his accomplice, and in more than 108 murders, he died in prison due to natural causes in the year 2001.
So the man got a free ticket.
Yeah, literally, because of the overcrowded prisons, and they fucking let him out.
Like, that's fucked. Like, wouldn't you think they would let somebody out with, like, a little lesser
They're like, no, fucking... this kid sold pot, let's not let the murderer out.
That's fucked. Go ahead.
This is very interesting because Otis, they kind of like ganged up together.
Yeah, they kind of became like Batman and Robin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But in the serial killer kind. Version. But in a sense, with serial killers, what we can say too is like even in the 80s and 90s, even too, and like, but back then, like it was big press. When they got like fucking cases of like a serial killer, it was like
all over the news.
It was bigger than fucking movies and superheroes. They were the superheroes of the 80s, killing all your kids. Okay, so fucking, like, it's interesting. That's why I said, he says something about who he was linked. That's why there's so many victims to this cult, supposedly called the Hand of Death. And, he supposedly was hired by the government, kind of just like Arlene Warner said. Exactly. He was brainwashed and shit. I'm not going to get too much more of him because he's going to be a big case when we do him. It might be even a two-parter when we do him. Jesus Christ. He's kind of, the thing is, how we could get, that's why it's like interesting, because how could he get away with all this? He doesn't have that high of an IQ. He's like a fucking, he looks half retarded. He's got his fucking eyes like fucking all.
Looking one way.
Yeah. Know. Here we go. The movie that we're watching is based off this character, this serial killer. But the character Leatherface in Texas Chainsaw Massacre is actually based on Ed Gein. There is, like, if you're growing up, you're watching fucking this shit. Like, Leatherface has on the famous mask at the end with the makeup on, and they're all sitting at the dinner table torturing this girl. So Toby Hooper kind of based this off of Ed Gein of like the taking the skin. So Ed Gein confessed only 2 murders. So he's not really a serial killer, but it's because of what he did. The number of people he killed may not be the definition of a serial killer, but terrifying acts made him the inspiration for several horror suspense movies, including Psycho, actually, because really? He was obsessed with his mother, and he ended up killing his mother. Like, he lived with his brothers and his brother and his mother. Who, when both died, his mom just died. Yeah, his mom just died in Amsterdam. He became like, he would go to the cemetery, and what you can say, he was more of a grave robber. He would dig up bodies of women who, like, that resembled his mom.
That's fucked.
And because he was, like, in love with his mom, he was, like, a mama's boy, and that's why Psycho is based on it. You know, wow. In the Psycho movie, he killed, like, his mom's essentially dead, but you don't really know that. Yeah. But you see him, like, arguing with his mom, and his mom's overbearing, and then you find out it's actually him dressed as his mother.
All right, that makes sense.
Is that fucked? That's, have you ever fucked. Seen the original fucking?
No, I haven't.
Really? Hitchcock. We have to watch it sometimes. It's a very good movie. Even the remake with the remake.
I've seen the remake.
Who plays it? Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny. He did a good job at it, actually. So Gein started visiting cemeteries, digging up bodies, and he, like, the body parts of 2 people. So, like, he would dig up body parts, and he would make fucking outfits out of them.
He made his own costumes for Halloween.
Pretty much. He killed 2 women. I can't remember what I researched. They didn't have the late. I can't remember her name, but he used to go to the drugstore all this time and see this one woman. And he ended up killing her, and he killed somebody else. I can't remember who the fuck it was. But the whole town was like freaking out and shit. And the police discovered skulls that were made into bowls. Chairs upholstered with human flesh, a belt made out of human nipples.
What the fuck? Like, instead of rhinestones, you got a bunch of nipples.
Like the old school punk shit, nipples. That's like really fucked to me. Like,
that's disturbing.
Like, slapping on my nipple belt.
Yeah, it's like, a little nipple.
I think. What do you have? He's he had lips attached to his blinds, so you'd pull the lips and there's blinds. Come kiss the lips, Eddie. Fuck, Ed Gein is fucked. And I think he had like fucking certain amount of like fucking like stomachs, and he actually made, they found a whole skin outfit that he used to wear,
stomach like coin purse.
Literally. But the thing is that he made a whole outfit like with tits and shit, all probably sewn together with different body parts.
He resembles his mom,
and I think he wanted to be a girl because I think his mom wanted a daughter. I'm pretty sure she used to dress him up like a little, like a girl as a kid. Like what we're doing nowadays with the transsexual shit. Jesus Christ, calm down. Your kid does not know what the fuck they are by the time they're 6. Wait till they're fucking 15.
Have you seen that thing where it says I'm pretty sure it's in the States where it says other?
Yeah.
Where it says male.
Yeah,
female.
And honestly, we should not be sharing a fucking bathroom either way.
No.
Men, even if you are turning into a woman, you're taking the certain things, you still have testosterone in your body. Bruce Jenner is always Bruce Jenner to me. I'm sorry if that sounds ignorant, but this world is getting too fucked for my liking. So he fucking got enjoyed for that fucking spew. But I'm saying, if you really want to fucking like do that shit, wait till your kid's at least 16, 17. They really know.
6 or 7.
Come on. There's parents trying to push their kids to do that when they are that age. And they don't know who the fuck they are. Let your kid live. No, it's a lot of... I'm not even gonna say it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Ed Gein ended up spending. He was arrested and spent the rest of his life in a mental hospital. The funny thing is, like, when the police went there, it was like what Texas Chainsaw Massacre of like all the things on the walls.
Yeah.
And the, like, And, like, he just used to dress up fucking in the famous scene at the end of Texas Chainsaw Massacre we're watching right now, where he's running down and she's finally trying to escape. This is where Leatherface fucking puts the chainsaw over his head. Ugh, I can't believe she gets away because this guy's fucking, he's like slashing in the back. I know, man. Imagine seeing that. A trucker's pulling up to this guy, slashing this girl in the back a bunch. Oh, good. That's what I would do. And he runs him over. Fucking good, you piece of shit. So it's funny that we're watching this. That's why I put it on, because I knew we were going to talk about Ed Gein. Like, it's just, fuck. He was like, just so, like, there's something wrong with him. And like, his mom obviously didn't fucking help. Gary Ridgway is someone that's interesting. Gary Ridgway, like, pretty much murdered pretty much prostitutes he would pick up.
Right.
Yeah, strangled about 71 women in a span of 8 to 10 years. His first 5 victims were found in the Green River, thus the nickname the Green River Killer. Ridgway picked up prostitutes and then strangled them. He managed to escape the authorities until he was finally caught in 2001.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
That's a long time.
And, well, the funny thing is, too, like, that fucking... He just... prostitutes, I've said this before, called the less dead and stuff like that. Right. Nobody cared about him.
To the society is...
Yeah, nobody... Like I'm sparking working up a bowl. Class. Nobody,
good
yeah.
Call, good call.
Yeah, nobody fucking, like, cared, especially, not gonna lie, ethnic prostitutes, especially, like, black, they did not really give a fuck. They just, like, they're less dead because, you know, then, one you less know. Problem yeah. to fucking deal with prostituting. Yeah,
take them away from society, you know.
Yeah, so, like, he killed a bunch of bitches. They pick him up on highways. And just like who we were just talking about, Henry Lee Lucas, they would go, like, for some reason, they would span these highways. It's like crazy. They would fucking, like, these highways were infamous for picking up, like, that serial killers would run on.
Right.
Like, a lot of serial killers operated, like, going on highways and picking up because hitchhiking was around.
Yeah, it's so highways, easy to find a victim.
Well, after, like, the 50s and 60s and these highways got created, you could drive from, like, county to county and fucking city to city and shit.
What's that highway in the States? Is that Highway 69?
I can't... Well, there's a highway. It's, like, the Highway of Death or something like that.
Yeah, it's in like, Texas and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking... Next one is David Berkowitz. He's not really a serial killer. He's more of a fucking sissy-ass mama's boy, if you ask me. He's pretty famous. He was known first as the 44 caliber killer. Right. But then when he wrote in a letter saying... like, who that... He pretty much sent a letter saying, like, it was very theatrical. Like, there was nothing left for me in this world. And, like, I am the banshee of bullshit. And he's saying all this retarded shit. And, like,
sorry for me.
Yeah, this is literally kind of how he talks and shit. And, so he kind of had a bad relationship with his mother and shit, but he carried out a series of shootings in the summer of 1976 using a 44 caliber bulldog rifle, which is not that it's not that powerful gun and has a big kickback on it.
Right.
Where, like, to even shoot the way he did and get some of these people would be fucking even, it would be hard because he used a shitty gun. He shot 6 people and wounded 7 others. Berkowitz was sent a series of taunting letters to the police, promising further shootings and terrorizing of New York City. Eventually, he was captured in August 1977. Berkowitz confessed all the killings and was sent to 25 years to life in prison for each murder. It's unlikely Berkowitz will ever be released. Now this motherfucker thinks that Jesus Christ saved his soul. Literally, he's like, people are believing that he's, it's so fucking weird, man. Like,
people are taking his side?
Yeah, almost. Like, there's people that, like, feel bad for him.
Why?
And he thinks he's, like a prophet.
Shot fucking, like,
It's like the prophet.
Randomly, like.
Yeah, he would shoot. The funny thing is, people think it's maybe someone who resembled his mother, I'm pretty sure.
So he's taking it out.
Because it was often women with brown hair. Brunette.
His mom had brown hair.
I'm pretty sure. And, like, that he just had some serious fucking issues. And he kind of, like, went around and why it's the son of Sam also is, like, while they talk about it, well, he's the famous one because he was talking to a dog. His next door neighbor's dog was telling him to kill, supposedly.
A fucking dog. Was Snoopy over there? Fucking. Yeah, I know. You gotta take this motherfucker. Yeah,
no, Snoopy on that. He's the one he used to ride the fucking his little house. Flies in and over there. So, but he like would hear this dog barking, supposedly, and he would tell him to kill. And then he was the son of Sam. But also there's another thing to do with the government, that he was a part of this group, the Process Church or something like that. And the Process Church, pretty much, that they were, he was told to do all these killings and shit, and that he was sacrificing people for the god of Samhain. That we just bring up Halloween because we're, it's Halloween. Fucking, just that was the death fucking god or whatever, right? But like, there's right. The biggest the thing that he said off the bat was a dog was telling him to do this. His next door neighbor's dog. But there is rumors that the next neighbor's dog owner was part of this fucking church and shit, and very interesting. But he's a little bit of a bitch and a mama's boy.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, he's fucked.
Let the dog influence you? Come on.
I know. Oh, fucking! I have a fucking thing of Gary Ridgway talking, but fuck it. We should have played that last. I had one of him talking here.
Too still.
Go back to Gary Ridgway. Well, this I'm not gonna play it. This one's pretty sick because there's people that come up that are the victims of Gary Ridgway in the court and like saying how disgusting he is, and he just like has a blank face and
he's just like
doesn't care.
You know, whatever.
Oh, this is the one I was telling you about. Edmund Kemper. Not many people know about him. You hyped me up for this, man. But he's fucked.
I haven't heard of him, so
he's known as the co-ed killer. We'll read out this what I wrote down stuff, and then I'll get into what he really did. Edmund Kemper is an American serial killer and a necrophiliac, like fucking. Everybody, he's almost like is. No, he's like Bundy almost. It's like what right. Bundy used to do, especially with the stuff he used to do with heads. He carried out a series of brutal murders in California in 1970s. He murdered his own grandparents when he was 15.
Wow,
isn't that crazy?
That's I don't know, like.
Know what he said about it?
I don't know how I could, like, what would go through your head while you're doing
it? I know, what something's, like, not ticking. Something's
not there. Like, they're obviously, there's another being.
Yeah, that's what I think. There's some reptilian shit. Yeah,
reptilian shit makes so much sense.
Well, and then, like, they're possessing them to influence society, because if the reptilians do exist, if you have listened to that episode, it's one of our most listened to episodes, because I think people are interested by that. But, like, that the reptilians, in a sense, want to have our world in fear and death and destruction because they feed off of negative energy.
Like, when people are walking through the dark, they're all, like, from all these.
Yeah,
from
and especially...
This, they're always, like... They're always looking behind them. Like,
I know. Well, especially with serial killers, having people like these... And people being in fear, and how all these people operate during a certain time when supposedly the reptilians were run rampant, abducting people and doing all this shit.
Yeah, why wouldn't all the sightings.
So he murdered his grandparents when he was 15, and he was sent to a mental institution, I think, and then he was released, and they erased his record, which is kind of funny. He later killed and dismembered 6 female hitchhikers in Santa Cruz area. He would pick up girls, and he was a big friendly guy, but he was a huge dude. I think he was like 6'5" or some shit. He was a huge, and he was big too, like stocky. Buff? Yeah, like stocky.
Damn.
With weird glasses and mustache. We seemed nice, but he had a car where they had to get in the back seat sometimes and shit. We used to pick them up and essentially kill them. And he murdered his mother and one of her friends before turning himself into the police days later. He was found guilty in November 1973 of 8 counts of murder. He asked for the death penalty, but instead received life in imprisonment without possibility of parole. This is interesting because he was almost like a product killer where he liked the bodies and shit.
Yeah.
And he lived with his mom for a long time. And in his head, he thought he couldn't kill his mom because she was a bitch to him. And she was a total bitch to him. So he couldn't kill his mom yet.
But he was killing other people other to girls get back at his mom.
Yeah. Eventually, it ramped up where he just knew something was wrong with him. He just didn't have, empathy or morals towards any shit. And he just had the fucking... Something wasn't ticking in his fucking head, but he would decapitate most of his victims. And even one time he brought one girl home and she was dead in the back of the trunk, and his mom, he didn't want to bring it inside because his mom wasn't in bed yet or some shit, because he lived with her.
He just left her out there?
No, he just couldn't wait to dismember her body. He just couldn't wait. So he fucking, he went to the back of the fucking trunk and started sawing off her fucking head. And he would,
driveway.
You know what he would do with the heads?
What?
He would fuck the heads.
That's a whole new definition of getting heads.
Sticking, yeah, he would literally fuck the heads.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, he would fuck the heads, and he, in my head, I wasn't thinking
Was he using his mom's car?
I think it was his own car, but the thing is, he was chummy with the police. There's Kemper again, and he was a big dude, and he would just, hang out with them in the bar and shit.
So he was kind of, playing two sides of it. He was smart.
He had a decent IQ, I think. Yeah. Yeah, and he, it's just very interesting, like, his, like, he's a very sick puppy, and, like, he would put the bodies in, like, fucking in his closet and shit, I'm pretty sure, and when he ended up killing his mother, okay, he, I think he strangled her when she was in bed, I'm pretty sure, or something, and, but he also did the same thing he did to his other victims. Like, well, she, after this was run rampant, kind of, and he, like, already killed, like, these six girls or whatever.
So he's
kind of
in, like, that
beast. And he's like, I'm finally going to do it. I'm finally going to kill her.
Yeah.
And then he kills her, and then he just fucks her body.
Wow.
His own mom's body. His
own mother's body.
He has sex. He sexually assaults her dead body.
Was he watching porn? Like,
I don't know. He's
getting that weird fucking, I don't, like, I don't think he was
probably
vibe.
He's probably kind of sober. He's probably drinking a little bit. The thing is that he wasn't, hopefully, like, all these motherfuckers except for Dahmer. Dahmer was the one that just wanted the bodies. He had to get wasted to do this.
Yeah,
he got,
like,
wasted,
he was saying,
his whole life.
How are you saying? He was getting wasted his whole life. Like, yeah. Makes sense. Like,
if you need to watch my friend, is my friend Dahmer. Right, it was a comic book turned into a fucking movie, and it's, like, really interesting. So he would literally, he put his mom on, like, the top of the fireplace and would, like, yell at her and shit,
what?
Her head.
Like how she would do to him? Like,
yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, like, fucking, he used to go to his mom about his emotional problems. He would sit on the end of her bed and she would literally be like, why are you fucking telling me this? I do not care, Edmund. What a terrible name, dude.
Yeah, Edmund.
For a big fucking
Edmund
dude.
Edmund Kemper.
And so, like, he literally would yell at the head and he actually fucking started playing darts with her fucking head.
Oh,
his own
fuck.
Mother's head. He fucking did not like his mother.
Wow.
Oh, okay. So Edmund Kemper was interesting. He was in jail. He actually fucking would do voiceovers for books and shit. He wrote his own short stories.
No.
Yeah, and he's, like, very open about talking about these killings and shit. And, like, he does not really have a fucking moral bone in his body, really. Like,
well, I mean, if he's gonna write short stories about it.
See, so here, let me,
I'm an American.
This is Ed, him talking.
Ed Kemper has been serving a life sentence in this California prison since 1973, when, at the age of 24, he murdered his mother, then called police and confessed to having dismembered college co-eds for 2 years.
So the thing is, eventually he run rampant and, like, he was, like, driving around thinking that they were going to know, because he knew who's the person that's going to know my mom's dead, her best friend.
Yeah.
So he calls her over and kills her. But the thing is, then he started driving around the state and, like, he was like, what the fuck do I do? So he called the cops and he had to call the cops several times because they didn't believe him. And he was asking, he knew these detectives and these cops that were on the case. And
so
he was,
they're like, no.
They're like, oh,
no,
no
way,
call
man.
Back later. We're
yeah,
busy,
like,
and shit.
Hey, Kemper, we'll go for beers later. Like, fuck up.
Yeah. And isn't that fuck? They didn't believe him at first. He had to call back several times. And the thing is, like, if he didn't call and confess,
yeah,
he could have got away with this probably.
Like,
isn't that fucked? He confessed.
That's
so this is him talking right now.
This destruction of things that are living on a lower level, small animals, insects, animals,
start killing,
and then finally
animals.
People.
Yeah.
It started coming to a head again, so I went back down. I ran away back down there. And then a month later, I'm up living with my grandparents in the mountains, and 10 months later, I murdered them.
So fucked.
And it made it worse to be on top of a mountain. I was literally on top of a mountain when it happened. And I sensed everybody in the world just stopping what they were doing, turning around, saw what I did, and they're coming to get me.
That's weird.
And I knew I was paranoid at that moment. I knew anybody that came up there and gave me a funny look or a fishy eye or quizzical look, I'd have blown their brains out thinking they were coming to get me. And if it had been in a city, I would have been a mass murderer at age 15.
That's fucked.
That's fucked.
I would have killed until they gunned me down. I wouldn't have been able to reason my way out of it. I was scared.
Something
was
not there.
Yeah,
my
exactly.
My back hit that wall. I was the rabbit that always ran. That always
he didn't like violence, but he ensued violence.
Literally, like, it literally looks like
he said he confessed, and
it doesn't look like a normal person.
He said he confessed to the cops because he was scared of violence and didn't want them to shoot him.
But yet he was fucking
killing
and committing such a fucking horrible.
So let's hear what he says.
To the one person that authorities at the state mental hospital recommended he never see again. I got parole to my mother. Atascadero decided that I didn't never need to talk to her again at all. Don't give her a Christmas present. Leave her alone. She
mom's
got her pound of flesh out of you. I wasn't sniveling about my mother to them. I didn't like to hear what they had to say about her. She went to three husbands like a hot knife through butter. Within months after
nice
I was
saying.
Out,
nice.
I was back into the fantasy bag.
Fantasy bag.
My first date was an absolute disaster. Wasn't her fault. You know? And I didn't blame her even then. I'm saying, it was a terrible tragedy, but boy, she didn't ever talk to me again. It was awful. Wasn't sexual or grabbing at her. I was just such a dork, taking her to a John Wayne movie and
Denny. Such a dork.
Such a dork.
I fucking killed a bunch of people. He's interesting and fucked, and he just talks about naturally normal and like that. Like that just, they couldn't stop him either way and shit. He
almost looks like a computer talking. Like, it just doesn't...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like something's not there.
Yeah, there's just a wire missing.
This is a case which we'll get into sometime. It's a very disgusting one because the details are really fucked. This is the last one we're doing. This is Fred and Rose West. This is a couple killing people, okay? Oh. Between 1967 and 1987, Fred West and his wife, Rose, tortured and raped and murdered at least 11 young women and girls. The pair were finally apprehended and charged in 1994 after police obtained a search warrant and their location of several human bones buried within their garden, underneath floorboards of their homes also. During the trial, Fred West hung himself prior to being convicted. In 1995, Rose West was jailed for life, having been found guilty on 10 counts of murder. They would pick up young girls, little girls, and fucking rape them, torture them, fuck them. Isn't that fucked?
I can't imagine, man.
I told you, we're going to get into shit. Like, you were interested in serial killers. Oh, yeah. I've been hearing about this shit since I was a kid.
Like, I've always been watching that, like, I've always been watching that shit.
And I've, like, always, like...
I just want to know why, like...
Well, this is a joke and shit, but I think if, you know, that the funny thing is, I think there's like 40% of serial killers are Scorpios, because like I'm a Scorpio and they're like off the wire and are fucking, we don't think the same as everybody else and shit. And I've joked to people that even sense like that. I think Charles Manson was a Scorpio, even though we didn't mention Charles Manson on this because he's not a serial killer.
No.
He's a cult leader. Yeah. He fucking been sued people to kill, yes, but he never killed one person. There's fucking proof of that.
He's a smart motherfucker.
He wasn't even that smart. He just knew how to manipulate.
No, but I mean, like, in the sense that, like, if he wanted to get fucking caught, like, if he got caught, like, they couldn't give him, like what did they give him? Really, what did they end up giving him?
He did, like, consecutive life sentences and all this shit. And, like, they didn't, like, we'll get into him because I'm not going to lie. I have a fascination for Charles Manson. I always have. I have like, him on a t-shirt and shit. He's just interesting in the way he talks. I put him into my hip-hop songs.
He's
I did not break the law. Yeah. Jesus Christ told you that 2,000 years ago. Why are you trying to convict me? Because he didn't kill anybody.
No.
He just ensued them. The thing is, like, if I fucking mention you going over here and you fucking go and do this, it's because I say it doesn't mean you have to do it. And he fucking, like he, and he's smart and he's interesting in the way he talks.
Yeah, but he knew how to talk to people. He grew
up very fucked. But I was thinking, joking about that is like that, you know, maybe if I was beaten by my dad in a fucking alcoholic family, I could have turned in on maybe a serial killer and maybe like a crazy person that would harm people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so like, cause it, one tick in a sense and one personality can change somebody.
Exactly.
Like even kids joining gangs because they're raised in a certain fucking home environment. Yeah, because they're
beaten there, you know?
So like even Fred and Rose West, like I didn't want to get too much of them, but they did like very sadistic things to like very young little girls.
So some pretty fucked up
They're
shit.
Very fucked in the head. And she like, she was just having, after she got arrested, I think she just had a good time in prison and...
Just, you know, chilling, you know.
He should have killed himself though. We'll get into their like story. It's very fucking deep. So that was a lot of serial killers just to get, because we want to do this episode to get you introduced to that world. Yes. So then we can actually do a legit case based on like every like character. Because I said I didn't mention Richard Ramirez about this because I want to get into him next time we talk about serial killers. Because next week we're going to do something more interesting with Justin. Just get ready for that. It's interesting. It has to do with killer. We're getting dark again just after the Halloween shit.
Good. Keep the vibes going.
Yeah, keep it scary. I mentioned to Justin that it's getting closer to Christmas eventually. Yeah. We're going to get
Krampus,
in that.
Get the Krampus Christmas fucking...
Maybe me and you will do Krampus, and me and Justin will do fucking how sick fucking Saint Nicholas is. You know that...
Well, I guess...
Saint Nicholas was resurrected to he was rumored to have resurrected the bodies of dead children.
That's fucked.
That's
up.
One of the stories about Saint Nicholas.
Under fucking trees for a while?
Yeah, so fucked. That was pretty good. We got, now we're into this shit. I only got to edit out a small fucking piece. This is perfect. Well, fucking, I guess it's not Halloween. Halloween. Yeah, it's Movember. Don't get prostate cancer. Yes. They have a cure for cancer. Yes. That's why the pharmaceutical companies make so much money, you fucking idiots. I'm just sorry. Thank you for listening. We enjoy the listeners. Keep listening. Yeah. This is going to get ramped up. We're gonna have We're going to have Justin on the next one. Greg's going to be on the next one. Yeah, Billy's coming up too. We're going to have different fucking people on maybe between these three little fucks. But I got Billy coming tomorrow for an interesting one too. Get ready for some haunted dolls. just ready for that shit. It's gonna be fun. Fucking, I got my Chucky doll over there already.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right, well, that was the Strange Brew Podcast. Follow it at Strange Brew Canada. You can follow Greg on fucking whatever.
Instagram.
Instagram, Greg Sampson.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like 4-4 or something.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's going to follow me on this shit. But in case you do, follow Strange Brew Canada on Instagram. And you'll see all our fucked up pictures eventually. We're getting there. That was interesting. And also, like, when you talk about serial killers, it gets you that weird feeling, like, in your chest. Like, uncomfortable almost. Because, like, normal, that's what I've always said.
You don't know when you're going to walk in. Like, you don't know, like...
Normal human beings don't act like that.
Like
at work,
man.
Like,
when we go to work, man, like, you just...
Just think about that. Some serial killer said, like, they're your father, they're your fucking teacher, they're your husband. But they're everywhere. You don't know who it could be, because the BTK killer had kids, like, fucking lived a normal life, had a wife and all this shit, and fucking his daughter talks about it and was like, my dad's a monster. Like, what the fuck? She didn't really know about it till later on. Like, that's extremely fucked.
Yes, like, I could imagine just finding that out.
It's pretty fucked up, and like, and you know, it's interesting that, like, I is why I believe.
What if that would turn their kids into one of them?
Yeah, what's true, and like that, even I think Manson's got kids out there and shit. Certain serial killers actually have kids out there. To end that on the note, we're watching Nightmare on Elm Street, so we're gonna end it here and blaze a little. That was fun. Fuck yeah, fucking Strange Brew all the way. Oh hey.